So what is regard is Sri Krishna Daitan. He was born in Ireland. So for his name Daitan Krishna Veda Vyas. Veda, then he also manifested the Veda. Vyas means he also to express all the philosophy, Vedanta Sutra and everything. For this is called Krishna Daitan Veda Vyas. So this is very super excellent auspicious day according to our Indian historical culture is that in that time in Dapar Yuga, one king, his name was Santuno. One day he was going to hunting the deer in the forest, and when he was chasing behind the deer, that time deer also disappeared. Then he was coming on the bank of the Ganges. Then suddenly Ganga Devi, she appeared, her beautiful form and activities. Then Santanu Maharaj complete intoxicated with her beauty, and he approached her to marry with her. But Ganga Devi, she told, maybe tomorrow I will give answer, I will marry with you or not. Then King Santanu, he returned back his home, and his mind is very disturbed. What to do, not to do, this way. Whole night he was thinking. The next morning again he came on the bank of the Ganges. Then again Ganga Devi, she appeared, and she told, I will marry with you if you agree with my one condition. Yeah, whatever I will do, you never stop my any wish. What I will do, I will do, but you will not stop my will. That time Santanu, he also complete, he told, I will follow all your instruction, and I will never stop whatever you will do. Then Ganga Devi, she told, what I will do, if you stop, then I will not stay with you. In this way, Santanu Maharaj, he married with Ganga Devi, just offering the garland, that is called Gandharva Vivaha. Then Ganga Devi, she was staying with King Santanu. And then Ganga Devi, she gave birth first son. And then when she gave birth the son, she offered in the Ganges. Then Santanu Maharaj cannot say anything, because he already promised and took vow, and he will not stop her any will. So in this way, one by one, Ganga Devi, she gave birth 6 sons and threw in the water of the Ganges. But last son, 7th son, Bhishma Pitamaha, that means Deva brother, and when born, that time Santanu Maharaj cannot tolerate Ganga Devi's this types of activity through her sons in the water. Then Ganga Devi stopped to her, don't throw my son in the water. Then Ganga Devi, she told, you stop my will, I cannot stay with you. And then Santanu Maharaj, he gave his newborn son's name Devabrata, and he also nourishment and his newborn baby, but his mind always disturbed how to maintain and his son newborn baby. In this way, 3 years passed. Now Devabrata, he became young and youth. One day, Shantanu Maharaj, he went one place on the bank of the Ganges. That time he saw one very nice, beautiful young girl. And Shantanu Maharaj, he approached towards her, want to marry with her. But she told, I can, without my father's permission, I cannot marry with you. And he told, and she also gave all the information about her life history, these things. And her name is Satyavati. And her father name was boatman or fisherman, some name is there also. But that time, Shantanu Maharaj, he came there in front of the boatman and approached to marry with his daughter Satyavati. But that boatman, actually his name is called Disadraj, he told, my daughter can marry with you, but one condition. You have one son. Yes. So, and in the womb of my daughter, son, how possible we sit on the throne of your kingdom? Because you are already son Devabrata, he will be king of India. So, I think it's not possible. And he told, if my son, that means my daughter's son, will sit on the throne of, then my daughter will can marry with you. But here Shantanu Maharaj, his mind is very disturbed. How possible his elder son, Devabrata, will not sit on the throne of Hastinapur? And so his mind is thinking this, but his mind will be disturbed. Anyhow, Devabrata, he realized, the cause of the disturbance of his father. Then Devabrata, he also took vow, in my life, I will be never marry. And I will never sit on the throne of Hastinapur. But always I will protect the throne of Hastinapur. And one who sit on the throne of Hastinapur, I will see as like my father or as like my elder brother. So when Devabrata, he took the vow, this is called the Bhishma. He took this vow. So for this regard, his name is called Bhishma. Now coming in this way, how Satyavati told her life history. Her name was Matsya Gandha. Satyavati's, before her name was Matsya Gandha. Matsya Gandha means the bad smell coming from fish, bad smell coming from her body. For this regard, everybody called Matsya Gandha. Matsya means fish, Gandha means fragrance. Because the fragrance of fish coming from her body. For this regard, everybody called her Matsya Gandha. Actually, one day, one apsara themselves, she was flying over the river. Then her womb discharge and falling in the water. Then one fish ate, and in the womb of fish she was born. And one fisherman caught that the fish and gave to her father. When coming out from the body, from the womb of the fish that babies, bodies and bad smell coming as like fish. For this regard, everybody calls her Matsya Gandha. The boatman, and he has so much love and affection with her daughter Matsya Gandha. In this way, the boatman, he also nourishment and this baby Matsya Gandha. This katha also very nice, beautiful katha in our Mathura, when you used to Mathura Parikrama, Krishna Ganga Ghat. There is a, when you do Parikrama, Mathura Parikrama, in one place, that the Krishna Ganga Ghat, on the bank of the Jamuna. That time, actual one Parasar Rishi, and midday, he came and he wanted to cross the Jamuna. That time, the boatman, he became very tired, and he told his young daughter, Matsya Gandha, she may drive the boat and cross the Jamuna to Parasar Rishi. According to the instruction of her father, Matsya Gandha, she drove the boat. Then Parasar Rishi visited. When boat came in the middle of the Jamuna, that time Parasar Rishi just noticed towards her. Then his vision just going to one light, going a lot, one light came out and entered in the body of Matsya Gandha. Then Matsya Gandha, that young lady, she became pregnant, and then she became very afraid, she is virgin, so her life will be completely ruined. She started to cry. Then Parasar Rishi told, don't worry, this is the desire of Lord. Now you are pregnant, but your son will be great devotee. And then the boat stopped on island in Jamuna, and that time in the Matsya Gandha, she also gave birth one baby. When she gave the baby, and then all the bad smell of the fish went out from her body, and sweet fragrance coming. And then that young boy who took birth from the womb of Matsya Gandha, then he is very young person and as like sadhu, and also gave his name, that is called Krishna Dvaipayan Vedavyas. Krishna Dvaipayan Vedavyas. Like already I told why Vyasadeva name is called Krishna Dvaipayan Vedavyas. Actually his body also blackish. For this regard, everybody called him Krishna. Or another, he also incarnation. Saktavish avatar of Lord. So for this regard, his name is also Krishna. There are two meanings of here Krishna. He is incarnation of Krishna. Another, also his body, his complexion, also Krishna. For this regard, his name is all Krishna. Dvaipayan, when he was born in the island, on the island, for then Krishna Dvaipayan, Vedavyas, and he manifested the Vedas, four Vedas, Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharvas. And Vyasa means he spread all the scriptures, Ved, Puran, Upanishad, and this way. For this regard, his name is called Krishna Dvaipayan Vedavyas. Now coming this way, when Krishna Dvaipayan Vedavyas, he born in the island, and he told his mother, so that time his mother's name also gave Satyavati. And and told mother, now I am going to meditation to Lord, but if you have any problems in your life, you can just remember to me and I will fulfill all your desires and help all your problems. In this way, Krishna Devayan Vedavyas, he left the place. And now, coming in this katha also, Santanu Maharaj, so much intoxicated the beauty of Satyavati. But when Bhishma Pitamaha, when Satyavrata, when Bhishma Pitamaha, he took vow and he will never marry and he will become brahmachari, celebrate his life. And also, he protect the throne of Hastinapur, and he will protect that the throne of Hastinapur, and one who sits in the throne of Hastinapur, he will see as like his father, and protect that Raj Singhasan, and in this way. Now coming in this way, the Santanu Maharaj, he also produced in the womb of Satyavati, the two sons. One is called Vichitravirja and Chitrangada. But Chitrangada, he, you know, Vichitravirja, after a few hours he became very sick and he left his body. Then Chitrangada is there. And then one day, Bhishma Pitamaha, he also kidnapped the three daughters of Kasiraj. That is called Amba Ambika and Ambalika. The three daughters of Kasiraj. And he told to them that I kidnapped you, you have to marry with Chitrangada.
There's no problem
with seeing that. But Amba, he told, I will not marry with Chitrangada because already I loved Shishupal. Shishupal, no, original name. Okay, anyhow. One demon, Asura. But if you can kidnap me, that means Amba, she told to Bhishma Pitamaha, you could kidnap me, so you have to marry with me. But Bhishma Pitamaha told, I cannot marry with you, I already took vow. I will celebrate my life, Brahmacharya, so I cannot marry with you. Then Bhishma Pitamaha told, okay, you loved that the person, I can also send you. And she returned back, Amba returned back, and Amba is that time the demon, I just forget the name. And he told, I cannot marry with you because you already kidnapped by Bhishma Pitamaha. Then she became very, very angry and she told to Bhishma Pitamaha's guru, that is called Saptavish Avatar, what is his name? Parshuram. He told to Parshuram, your disciple Bhishma Pitamaha, he kidnapped me, but he does not want to marry with me, and my life completely is finished. And what will do now? Then, then Bhishma Bhishma Pitamaha told, I cannot marry with you. I told this katha. Parshuram, he also told to Bhishma Pitamaha, you kidnapped this lady, you have to marry. Then Bhishma Pitamaha told, I already took vow, celebration my life, Brahmacharya, So that time Parshuram became very angry with him. If you don't want to marry with her, why did you kidnap? So you have to fight with me. That time Bhishma Pitamaha and what is it called? Fought against to each others. Parshuram. Both are very powerful. And guru and disciple, very powerful. So already no one can defeat. Then Parshuram, he left that the place. And that time Amba, she also gave curse to Bhishma Pitamaha. And I have to take revenge and from you because you spoiled my life. This life or another life, I must also take revenge from you. And your death, your cause of death will be myself. That means, so for this regard, the Amba, she also, next life, she became, that is called, what is it? And she also.
Sikandi.
Sikandi, you remember the name, Sikandi, on the chariot of Arjun. Then when Sikandi and on the chariot of Arjun, then Bhishma Pitamaha was chopped, then and Arjun also shooted many arrows and Bhishma Pitamaha fell down in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And this katha is going on this way. Now coming in this way, just I also, Chitrangada, he also married Ambika and Ambalika, but after a few years, he also left body. That time, they also become widow. There is no any sons in their dynasty. For this regard, Satyavati, he also remembered to Vasudev. And Vasudev came and Satyavati told all this history. Their daughter-in-laws, Putravadhu, Ambika and Ambalika, now they are widow, but in there is no any dynasty, that means no sons and daughters. That time, and she also, that means Satyavati, she request to Vasudev, Devadev, you have to to produce the children on their home. That time Vasudev told, okay, I will sit here, and so they must come in front of me, just I give my vision, and they will be pregnant. So when Vasudev was sitting, and then first Ambalika came, when Ambalika came and saw that this body is very as like very precious body. That can be up and close her eyes. But she also pregnant, but that they told, yes, Ambalika, she will give birth to one son, but the son will be blind. That is called Dhrashta. Then another Ambalika. And Ambalika came, and Ambalika, when she came in front of Vasudev, and saw Vasudev's body was very precious, that time her body started trembling, and body completely still. That time Vasudev told, okay, she will give birth a baby, but they will very lean and thin. And her body is as like Pandu Varna. And for this regard, her name is name Pandu also. And what is it? Pandu means that is full color. And lean and thin and babies. Then coming in this way, that time to be, who will come then? Ambika and Ambalika. They are also one maid servant. So Satyavati, she told, also maid servant, she can come in front of Vasudev. And Vasudev went, saw towards her, and she pregnant. And she was very good and told, okay, she will give birth one baby, and that baby will be very, very saintly person. Yes, that is called Vidur. Yes. In this way, the Hastinapur dynasty is coming. So Dhritarashtra, he was blind from his birth, and Pandu, he was very sick, and body also lean and thin. And so for this regard, his name is called also Pandu. Dhritarashtra's son, that is called Kauravas, and Pandu's sons, that is called Pandavas. And this is the story in India. Now coming in this way, this Mahabharata is saying in this way, but we have to return back our Vyasadeva's life history. Mm-hmm. Vyasadeva, he wrote many granthas. First he manifested Vedas, and Rig Ved, then Rig Sam Jaju, Atharva Ved, four Vedas he manifested. The perfect meaning of the Vedas. Then he manifested many Upanishads, but still people cannot understand. Then he also wrote many, what is called, Puranas. And there are so many Puranas, but the prominent Purana, that guy, 18th Puranas, is very prominent. And this Puranas, also 18th Puranas, manifested 18th Puranas, that is called 6 Sattvic Puran and 6 Rajasic Puran and 6 and Tamasic Puran. In this way, Vyasadeva manifested many granthas and this way, and Vedanta Sutra this way. But one day, Vyasadeva Goswami was sitting on the bank of Saraswati River. His mind not calm and quiet. He cannot understand the disturbance of his mind. In the meantime, Naradashi appeared. Naradashi told, the cause of the disturbance of your mind, because you wrote many granthas and Upanishad and also Puranas. Many people are reading your granthas, and but their mind very disturbed. And because you did not clearly explain who the Supreme Personality of God is, Swayam Bhagavan. If you read Matsya Puran, you think Matsyadeva Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you read Brahma Puran, Brahmaji is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you read Shiv Puran, then Shivji is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you read Vishnu Puran, Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everybody's mind will disturb who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you did not clearly explain what is the highest destination of the living entities. He explained dharma, artha, kama, that is the tribhurta. Later you also explained about mukti, liberation. But after liberation, what happened to the living entities? That is called after mukti, what will they go? Our Shastra says after mukti, that is called you attain to Krishna prema. That is called pancham purushartha Krishna prema. So you did not explain the pancham purushartha Krishna Prem. Okay, so within 30 minutes we have to go to body. I will not take too much time, but just I also finish these things. And you would not. Naradashi told, and you would not very clearly explain all the such pastimes of Krishna in sequence. Krishna's Vrindavan Lila, Mathura Lila, and Dwarka Lila.